It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we talk about the importance of connecting on all four levels, and that would be our energy level, our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual. And when we keep them in balance, we get to have the kind of life that we really want to live. When they're out of balance, then it doesn't work as well for any of us. So that's what the show is all about. And I have as a returning guest today, Patricia Simone. And Patricia moved from sunny Florida to Minnesota. Yeah. and that is so funny, because when I was living in Wisconsin, it was like, yada hey. And that was one of the expressions from Minnesotans. Or you betcha. That was another one that I heard a lot. But before we get started with Patricia again, I want to remind everyone there's about 380 shows now that are on either the website, which is synergyconnectionradio.com, or if you go to any of the podcast platforms, so Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and Google, those are the main platforms, and the shows are all located there as well. Please introduce it to friends and family and help them understand the importance of getting your life balanced on all four legs. And if you go into the website itself, you're going to see Boomers Forever Young. That's a company that sponsors the show. And I have been using their products for the last 7 years now. And I do believe it's what has kept me as healthy as I am. And I always talk about knowing your C-reactive protein number, which should be below 0.5, and knowing your D3, which is your immune system, and that number should be above 70. So they have a lot of podcasts, they have videos, they have, I think, 2,500 testimonies now. So there's all kinds of relevant information on how to keep yourself physically healthy. And you know what? If you don't have the physical part going, it's really, really difficult to get everything else going because you don't have the energy. And we're going to talk about energy today with Patricia. And this is so fun because we were talking before the show was going to be recorded about how to move our energy and doing some spring housekeeping, if you will, of the brain and making sure that we have done what we need to do to clear out so that what we want can come in. So welcome back to the show, Patricia. I miss hanging out with you from time to time. And when you're back in Florida visiting, maybe next winter, because you don't want, how many feet of snow have you had this year?
Innumerable.
I know you told me you still have 7 inches outside your door. Yeah, and here it is, still, April 13th.
Still melting.
Yeah. And we were talking about the fact that energetically, I'm guessing it's all because of the global warming, but my goodness, New York City is hitting 90 degrees today, and they've never had that kind of heat this early. And they had a very, very warm winter. They didn't have much in the way of snow or anything. So it's a little scary down here in Florida, as you know, when the Gulf water heats up too early, that just means that we are in for some trouble storm-wise, you know, down the road. And we do not need another Hurricane Ian to hit us. That's absolutely true.
No, that is the truth. I mean, the weather is, you know, it is really tumultuous. Same thing up here. I was 25 degrees on Sunday, and today and yesterday, 80 degrees. So we totally missed spring. The birds are very happy. They're chirping. And so I can hear them singing outside the window, which is very promising. And hopefully the weather will hold. Although I did hear a rumor about some snowfall coming potentially over the weekend.
Yeah. So, and I was telling you that when I was living in Wisconsin, and this has been at least 23 years ago now, but Mother's Day had snow one year, and I could not even believe it because there were tulips and crocuses and trilliums blooming and cherry blossoms. And here were these great big white snowflakes coming down. It was like, oh my goodness, is winter ever going to leave?
It's so disheartening. It is.
Yep, it is. So moving energy, and we're talking about You and I are both energy workers, as Reiki healers. We use energy for that, but the energy of how we create is what we're talking about today. And so what we do with our mind is so important, because we get basically where our energy thought patterns go. And most people know what they don't want, but they don't define what they want.
Yeah, that is one of the big questions that I have for my clients when they come in. They are not happy and they just want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ask them to define what is happy.
Right. And then can they define it?
You know, they just know what they don't want, how their life is not going the way that they want it to, and they don't know how to change it. And so many times I'll give two pieces of homework in the beginning. Is the first one is when you go to bed at night, rather than review what you did wrong or what you don't like about life, is to look at the three happy things that you witnessed or participated in today. We want to create new pathways in the brain to automatically start to look for joy and happiness, right? Mm-hmm. But if we're always looking at the negative, then we can't see that beautiful sunset that can bring such joy, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And grateful then to have eyes to see that. And so our gratitude practice can begin that way as well. But the other piece of homework I'll give them is to list 20 things that they love about themselves and three things that they don't like about themselves. And that's really a challenge for a lot of people, because they know what they hate about themselves, but they do not have that clear perspective on their own goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so buried under that dark energy,
mm-hmm.
right? And so just even moving that energy away from, you know, the parts that you already know about yourself that you don't like, that you wish you could change, how do we stop thinking about that? Similar to looking for joy at night, we are now starting to look for, well, what is good about me?
Mm-hmm.
Why should my boss give me a raise? Why should my wife love me, or my husband love me? Why should my employees, you know, come to work every day for me? So, you know, gives person new perspective and looking at their own inner qualities that they are not really ready to see, because
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of trouble admitting the truth about themselves, because it feels like bragging. Am I, my ego, I don't want my ego to come into play, but they don't mind using their ego in other places, except for when it comes to ourselves.
Right.
So it is really just about shifting that energy, shifting your view, taking your glasses off or putting them on so that you can see yourself in a whole new light. And then what you can see bringing into the world, what good you're bringing, you're starting to develop a happier part of life. Right.
You know, one of my guests from several months ago now, I think she's maybe 85. I'm not exactly sure of her age, but I know that she's a retired minister, a retired Unity minister. And it was so cute because she said that she talks to the people that are in her group about give me five. And when I think of give me five, I always think of, you know, kids, you know, like hitting their hands together, give me five. But in her give me five, it was five things in the morning that you were going to look forward to in your day, and five things at the end of the day that you loved. And it could be a cup of coffee with a friend. It could be listening to a bird sing. It could be a hot bubble bath. You know, it's all kinds of things that are in our lives that are meaningful, but that we don't stop to appreciate. And so, you know, it's a little different than there's a video that I've given to a lot of the people that I work with that are 21 days of gratitude. And if they listen to it, 21 days is how you form a new habit. So if you listen to it for the 21 days and don't break that, then you get into a different mindset. But give me five is something that everybody can do. Kids can do it. You know, seniors can do it. Even if they have achy parts to their body and are getting forgetful and everything else, they can still focus on five things that they really loved to experience on any given day. And she even commented, like, you know, the fact that I've got glasses that I can put on. The fact that I remember where my glasses are. The fact that my car, you know, operates without any major problems, you know, with the engine or the tires or whatever it might be. So it doesn't take a lot of thinking, actually, to come up with five things that are beautiful in your life, and they're going to be different every single day.
Every single day it's different, but it is a shift of your energy, right? And we look at, you know, a lot of people will say, well, what is energy? It's just a shift of focus, right? But unless someone shows you or brings that to your attention, then you're doing the old thing. And so it's your energy patterns that are the things that are holding you in place, right? So, oh, my legs are achy. I don't want to get out of this bed. It's too cold out, et cetera, et cetera. So what are you setting yourself up for during the course of the day is a day of labor, and you haven't even gotten out of bed yet. But if you can open your heart in the morning to say, oh, I'm so glad my glasses are right here. I remembered to put them on my night table, right? Oh, two things out of one pair of glasses that I can be grateful for. So it's how do we shift our energy is by our thoughts and simply just turning and looking for something else, something better, and knowing that it's there.
Now you help people identify the limiting belief or beliefs that are holding them back, right? And how easy is it for somebody to have that aha moment? Like, oh my God, I can't believe that I was still holding on to that. So I know that you and I both do that, but what happens when your clients all of a sudden discover, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've been doing that for all these years?
Well, their entire energy field shifts, right? So when they're in hypnosis and I'm watching them, I'll ask a question and suddenly you'll see their head turn and go, wait a minute, I never looked at it that way before. For example, I had a client recently who had struggles when he was a young man. He had to be a caregiver for his mom, and it was just the two of them. And so we were really clearing some of that old energy, which is holding him back in life today. And we met this young man in hypnosis. And I said, what does this young man need to know now that he didn't know then, but you know now? And he said that he was a hero. And I said, oh, he was, wasn't he? And then he was like, as if we were talking about someone else, but he was just realized he was calling himself a hero.
Wow.
And the whole transformation on his face was acceptance. Like, because he's not happy with where he is right now. He's doing great things, but not realizing that the efforts that he put in back then were heroic. They were beyond what was normal, you know, normal circumstances in life. And so telling the 20-something year old man that he was a hero is telling yourself that you're a hero. And so you see his energy shift, his shoulders got broader, and you know, that look upon his face was one of awareness. And so he can now see himself in a new light that he wasn't aware of before. So
how does that change his life today? You know, recognizing the heroic things that he did as a young man and who he is today, how does he take that information and begin to transform who he is today?
Right. So he's in early transformation. So we are building, but that's part of his homework now and this literally was a session that just happened last week. So how were you heroic in your life since then? Can you define other heroic moments? And so we're waiting on the homework to come back.
Okay.
So it's early days, but this is how easy it can be in an early day when you're looking to reclaim your life to be who you are really supposed to be. You have to dig through all the years of accumulation of who you thought you were.
Right. Very, very interesting. I know for myself, there have been some recognitions, I will say, in the last, couple of years, probably. One is I've always been involved with nature and animals, always, always, always. But I didn't realize how much it literally was around me I just knew that it was something that I did. And then one day I was walking through my house looking at artwork that I had actually done probably 40 years ago. And it was like that little bell that goes off in your head. And I thought, oh my gosh, I was even painting flowers and, you know, growing things 40 years ago. And they've just always been incorporated. I've always hung on to the things that were meaningful way back then. They're still with me today. And I think if somebody were to walk through, you know, their home or their apartment or their condo or something, and look at what they have around them, it does help define where your life is, you know, because maybe there's a lot of spirituality, religion or otherwise. Maybe there's, in my case, you know, a lot of things that are all about nature. But finding out what is the most meaningful to you and then working kind of from there to help balance out your life.
No, it's really true, because we take everything for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we get something new or we create new artwork or, you know, whatever something is that we bring into the home that has meaning when we bring it,
mm-hmm.
eventually just becomes part of the wallpaper. And we forget that it had meaning.
Right.
And just hangs there. Right. So it's good to be mindful or consciously aware,
mm-hmm.
which is such a common term nowadays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Conscious awareness of what are these things in my life? Do they define who I am? Do they speak to me?
Mm-hmm.
Are they right? And, or is it time to reevaluate parts of my life?
Right.
And, you know, if we're reevaluating thought we needed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In order to have that life that we want. And that's, you know, another shift of energy is just, you know, when we're going through our things, do I need it or do I want it, could come into play when we're looking to create that space, that
right.
spring cleaning. And that can be tough for some people, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I moved into my current home, it's almost been a year now. And when I was in the process of moving, you know, that idea of, do I keep it? Do I donate it? Do I throw it away? And so there was that going on for a period of about 3 months while I was packing, because I didn't try to pack overnight. I did it very gradually. And even then, when I unpacked at my current residence, I did the same thing again. As I said, do I really want to hang on to this and just keep it in a cupboard and then move it again someday? Or is it time to let somebody else enjoy it?
No, I know. I did the same thing myself when I moved out of my house. For almost 30 years, all the kids' memories were there up in the attic, lovingly stored.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so daunting to move a 3,000 square foot house and to an apartment and think, what do I want to keep? What can I keep? Like, how am I going to squeeze all of this stuff into one
Right.
place, right?
Right.
So I sat up there in that attic. It had a nice floor, so it had plenty of height. And I remembered and reflected on when I was cleaning out my grandmother's house and how much she accumulated. Then when I was helping my parents relocate, and they were going through everything. And then I saw in my mind's eye, my children going through my things when the time came. And I remember having this vision of them going, pulling out their little dance uniforms and saying, "Oh, Mom is so cute. She saved all of our little dance costumes." And they throw them out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why would I do that for 10 seconds of their future life,
mm-hmm.
lug it around? You know, it's just carrying extra baggage.
Right.
Really. So
right.
I did, do I want it or do I need it? That's basically, do I keep it or get rid of it? Right. So
exactly. Exactly. We're going to take a quick pause for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back, everyone.
Are you feeling stressed and anxious about life? Have elevated blood pressure, experiencing weight gain, having problems with your immune system? Getting healthy and staying healthy is more important than ever, and it has never been easier when you have Fundamental Nutrition from Boomer Products. Restore the youth and vitality you are used to in just minutes a day. Check out our website at www.boomerboost.com to see thousands of reviews from customers just like you who are benefiting from Boomer Products. While you're there, check out our podcasts, blogs, and videos and get caught up on the latest health news and information. Use promo code LUCY at checkout. That's L-U-C-Y to save $5 on your order. Stop existing and start living today with Boomer Products.
Welcome back to the Synergy Connection Show, where I have as my guest, Patricia Simone, and we're talking about moving energy and spring housekeeping your mind and getting rid of things that are holding you back. And so have you discovered like one thing that you would want to share that was holding you back as you thought about this?
Well, I probably will have to tell that story.
Okay.
It's only the most recent story, right? And so it just gave me the idea of a simple shift in perspective or a subtle change. And then what could come in when you make that change, right? Mm-hmm. As we talked about earlier, was when you clean out your closet, you have all this space for all the things that you can bring into your life now. And, you know, your new clothes, your new outfits or whatever, or just enjoy the new space. And so I had recently been struggling with ending a relationship, and I had a year probably that I was fighting ending that relationship, you know, for my own beliefs of what I thought that was bringing to me, when it was really causing me to wake up in the middle of the night and telling me to do it. My subconscious mind was waking me up. So finally, at the end of the year, I did that. And after a couple of weeks of, you know, contemplation and where was I decided I wasn't going to look at relationships anymore, that I was just going to focus on my career now. And because I've always worked, but it's never been, I'm hot after a career, right? I'm doing what I do. So I thought, okay, I'll just go after my career now. And literally the next day I was offered, and I work for myself, so I was offered a position to be a bioenergetic coach for a friend who was now taking over, restructuring a clinic that had two locations. Would I come in and do the consulting work as their coach? So, I mean, there's no coincidence, right? I shifted away from a relationship. I did nothing different. And yet the next day, this offer came in. And then 2 days later, another opportunity came to me for leading a mastermind, talking about mentoring future leaders of this mastermind, becoming the face for these two clinics, while at the same time still able to see my clients. I was getting great offers. And so mm-hmm. I thought, well, just say yes and see how it goes. But how one simple decision in your mind, it is again like that manifestation, right? When we try too hard to manifest the things that we want, it takes much longer for them to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody has the belief I have to manifest and think about this every day and put all of my energy into it. And it just delays the manifestations process. Where if we have that subtle thought, which I really had no idea what would happen, I just thought I'll just focus on my career mm-hmm. and we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, and these aren't people that I've known, so they know me, they know how I work. It's not like these were strangers out of the blue. It just goes to show you, people are watching your energy all along. Mm-hmm. And so you then have choices.
Right.
My choice was to take it. But so when you let go of this old situation where your brain is waking you up all night long, telling you need to do it, and you're resisting the change, you are resisting the new things that are able to come into your life, the new energies, the new opportunities, the new people who should be in your life. We don't know what we're resisting. We're just resisting the unknown.
Right.
And we resist the unknown because we think it's scary. Or we're just attached to it, right? We're holding on to something, right? Because it's familiar. Do I keep it or do I want it or do I need it, right? And so that prevents us from opening up the door to the unknown. Why does the unknown seem so scary?
I'm gonna give you an example, because this is the picture that's coming into my mind. There's two things, actually. One is, did you ever read the book Illusions?
No, I have not read that one.
Well, Richard Bach wrote it years ago. And when I was teaching college, I made sure that all of my students read this book because it's a book within a book. But one of the things that is stated in there is we get problems because we need their gifts.
True.
And so the problems that people have in their lives until they recognize that it's really not a problem unless they want to make it one, until that recognition comes in, it's like, you're going to keep getting the same thing over and over and over again until you figure it out. And then you get the aha moment of, holy cow, why have I been doing this to myself for all these months or years? The other thing is, I was in Savannah with a friend recently, and we happened to go into a candy store because he loves candy, right? So we're walking through the candy, and it's so beautiful, all these different pieces that you can get. And there's like a plastic bag. And so everything is the same price, whether it's a gummy or a piece of chocolate or whatever, they're all in pieces. And you just load everything into your plastic bag and then you go have it weighed. And then that's how much it costs. And so as you're talking about, you know, making decisions about what you want to put in your cleared out space, think of it like a candy store. You can have whatever you want. It's all the same price. It's just, you know, are you attracted to colors? Is it flavors? Do you want to try a bunch of different things? So put it all in your plastic bag and go get it weighed, and that's your new life. And it doesn't mean you have to hang on to it forever. It just means it's there for now and enjoy it.
Yeah, you're just trying it on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even someone like both of us, we know what we should be doing. And we're doing the resisting that we help our people try to move through, mm-hmm. right? And we look at ourselves and say, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I'm doing the exact thing that I should not be doing, right? I'm resisting change, and change is not scary. So what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And so, of course, it's always about us. It's not about anybody else. So it's not like, you know, I'm aware that it's on me. So right. I'm the only one that can activate this change.
Right.
And so if I'm sitting, and a friend said to me, when you're finished grieving, you'll move on. And I thought, you know, he's right. I must be grieving. And if I were to be grieving, what stage would I be at? What stage am I moving into? And I had anger. And I thought, well, I really don't like to be angry. So I better just move into acceptance. Mm-hmm. And so once I made that decision, it was easier to transition into that movement,
right.
because otherwise you're stagnant. Your energy is stagnant. You're having an internal tug of war, and it's not productive because it's distracting you from places where you could be receiving more joy.
Right.
So it's just a moment of clarity. It's just like a breath of fresh air.
Change,
there's, you know, change is not scary. It's the idea that it's scary, which is an energy, right? Because we can't touch any feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We can describe them, but they're not tangible. So it's the energy. Once we recognize the energy and see it for what it's worth, now we go back to more choices. Do I want chocolate? Do I want the gummy? Do I like the shiny, right?
Right.
And so that's when we realize our world is open up and full of freedom, which right. is the greatest experience that we can have, right? We're
right.
all fighting for that. We all want that freedom to just be who we are.
Exactly. Remember the story about the old man that's sitting with his dog on the porch? You remember that one or not? This person walks by and he notices this old man that's sitting on, you know, the porch with his older dog, and the dog is moaning, and he's just carrying on a conversation with the man. And finally he says, I don't understand what's going on with your dog. Why is he moaning so much? And the older man says, oh, he's laying on a nail. And the guy says, well, why doesn't he get up and move? And he said, well, when it becomes painful enough, he'll move. And yes. So that is us in life, I think. You know, when it becomes painful enough and we don't want to experience it anymore, then we move, then we make that change. And that's kind of where you were with your subconscious waking you up in the middle of the night and saying, there is more here that you can have, but it's time to change. And everybody resists change. We all do it because we know what we know, and we don't know what's ahead if we give up what we have.
Right. And so when it makes you reevaluate yourself, because you think like, why do I have to think it's not going to be great? Why can't I think it's going to be so much greater?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, that leads to what we were talking about before also. As soon as we realize what we don't want, and we realize that there's so much more, then your vision opens up.
Right.
And you can start to see what you do want. Right. Because you know you don't want this, but yet you can't let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want it, why are you holding on to it?
Right. Well, some of it has to do with those messages that we get in childhood about don't be selfish, don't, you know, get more than what you need. And so we have a lot of those older messages that are holding us back. So when we look at those and understand that that is no longer serving us, then we're maybe a little more willing to say, okay, I can give up this belief or this mindset and have more in life. And it doesn't mean I'm selfish or anything else. It just means I'm ready to experience more.
Ready for growth. And, you know, when we move our energy like that, you are experiencing growth. You're breaking through those old habits and belief systems. And then you're activating growth and energy movement in the other person
mm-hmm.
or people. Right, where you're shifting or changing, in this case, the relationship. Now that person is forced to make a change in their life because this energy is gone. It's not there anymore. So now what do I do? And so the hope would be that you're encouraging, by making that movement, you're encouraging growth for another person.
Right. Even if they don't stay in your life, like you're dividing yourself away from an older relationship, you know, that might encourage him to grow or to make some changes. And so it is a balancing act, I guess is the best way to put it. It's just, you know, you go with the flow. I have a new little plaque in my kitchen that says, just go with the flow. And I think that's something that I need to be reminded of myself on a daily basis, that I don't have to struggle upstream. I don't have to be one of those salmon, you know, that is going to die at the end of my journey here, because I can learn to go with the flow and enjoy the journey.
Exactly. And that is really what it's about. And sometimes, you know, on that journey downstream, you're going to run into a fallen log or a big stone in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I can relate this to, you are moving energy, right? But if you don't know how to navigate around that stone or that log, you're going to just keep bumping into it and
uh-huh.
give yourself a concussion, right?
Yeah, really.
Until, the light goes on and you see another little otter go swimming around to the right and you realize, oh, there is another way.
Yeah,
right?
There is another way. I remember Esther Hicks, you know, and, you know, all of her different programs that she did with creating new realities. You know, she talked about that we do need to learn to just relax and go with the flow.
No, it's really true. And so there's no reason to white knuckle it. I mean, yes, life will change for yourself and for other people, but that change can be wonderful and amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it's so hard to stay where we are and we are, you know, energetically holding ourselves bound to something
mm-hmm.
that's not serving either person, or maybe even leaving a job, right? Where it's time to grow and you just don't want to leave because you love your coworkers.
Right.
You know, that's wonderful that you love them, but you are restricting yourself from expansion and from growth.
Right.
And so by you making that change, you are activating change in others to become more fluent in life, to become more accepting of new challenges, new relationships, and new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only ones who judge those. We are human, so we judge what we think is going to happen.
Right.
And you go in with no expectation of what will happen and just say, it's time to move from here. Let me flow down the river and admire the scenery for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right? A new piece of territory. Well, our conversation is over for today, but go ahead and let everybody know how they can contact you. And of course, that's also going to be on the synopsis, but share with them at least at this point in time so that they can reach out and talk to you if they would like to.
So for anyone wishing to move energy, you can find me at juleshypnosis.com or email patricia@juleshypnosis.com.
All right. Well, I hope everybody goes out there and makes this one of their most beautiful days. And Patricia will be back on a show with me in late summer. And in the meantime, please go out there and make this your very best life. Enjoy, everybody, a beautiful day, hopefully a springy day out there. And Patricia, I hope you do not have snow this weekend, but if you do, it'll be melted soon.
I hope so. And thank you, Lucy. It's always fun talking to you and being on the show. So thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye, everybody. See you next time.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.